This is the Men's Conference, the ultimate guide to guy wisdom.
Hi, my name is Emmanuel, and this is the Men's Conference, a space in which we talk everything to do with men, mental health, wellness, and general well-being. If you thought love, romance, and heartbreak are a phenomenon that came about recently, then think again. Mjolo, the pandemic, has been with us since Fantuka Af. So today, Malume Njabulo Nyathi takes us back to boyhood memories of his disappointments with love.
Aww.
And how he took them as a challenge to be more marketable as the alpha male.
I remember when I was in Form 2, I had a girlfriend. Good girlfriend, as I respected so well and trusted so well. We stayed so long and we were saying, okay, we'll get married after finishing school and after we found some professions. It used to be so interesting. I would visit her during weekends. We used to only kiss. We enjoy ourselves for a Saturday and I remember my brother bought me a bike, which used to, those days used to attract a sports bike. It will attract a lot of girlfriends, little girls, that this guy has got a sports bike. It's super amazing. Having a car or something else, okay. We used to tell each other, that, wow, okay, the car will bite. I think when I pass, I would look. Actually, I was concentrating on my books, and what it meant was, after I passed in the quota profession, that's when I would buy a car. This bicycle is just going to school. And then comes the disappointment. You can imagine with your best girlfriend that you have had. Okay. I think I was just finishing school. With that girlfriend, it's a final year one. four. Bow. The girl. I mean, I've never touched her and I was respecting her. I didn't want to even tell that girl pregnant. The girl is pregnant. Can you imagine that disappointment that we have? And you as a first girlfriend, you never had to actually come across her. The girl is she's pregnant. When I thought, if I pregnant this girl into a school, and what happens next? And they don't even have a home. I'm sitting in the sitting room at home. And the first thing I must actually... I want to be a man as well. And then, of course, the problem is, if you have gone through those hectic locals and those disappointments, actually, that's what started to make us men, to jump across women. You know, the following move that I took, you know, I had to actually pick three or four good girlfriends in my life. It was so entertaining. Actually, you must actually position them in the way. But how that girl did this APC. Then that time I was starting myself to be a professional as well. That was, I hate my second disappointment. The second girlfriend. Okay. Some problems are in life. I didn't have a car. After my bicycle, okay, life is, we plan ahead. 10 years ahead of us, we're having APCT. Daughter, that girl with contacts, those days, you will actually write a letter to a girl and you will tell her, we'll meet on such a date. I was coming from a rural teacher and we'll make an appointment. Oh, kind 600 club, oh, Elite 400. They were working very effective. I'll take it there. Now, take a popcorn, cherry rapana, and you know what it means. And that girl, I wrote a letter to make that appointment. The girl didn't turn up for the appointment. News traveled. I was staying in town. I can't remember where I was working. Party are still a teacher. Katamafana 7-9, who are the neighbors? Who are the neighbors? Ndota, Umtana is Tandana, and you can't imagine that was my rural girl. What happens next now? Umtana Ngimti. Umtana Ngimti. You know, almost it's a criminal case. Ndota, second disappointment. ngikwazi umfana wangkhona nakho yena ngibona le moto yakho dansa nipakile phambi kwekhaya 600 where I used to take the girl and I'm walking. You know that thing actually frustrated me. That's what I actually made me buy a car at all. Mama fala ze benchayela laphasi, so in terms of competition, okay, I lost the competition, but in life mama fala bakwenza kolo. That actually made me buy a car. Senthele mama fala kwamgogo ama street kids zwana mama fala imota leyo yayibona ingasuki khona fala ihamba ikwaso maviri. I'm in trouble with one of my other brothers for that. I think I see John. My father, he like to tell me, accept defeat. And I was, it inspires you. But that is now I have to challenge what that step that boy did in his on his life. Kora wo mfana wo ngem vakwa me ndi kuti wa fana kuti kuhlakani pa kakulu ndi yazo kan tele kapeni wa kereja.
Shuwa ya kutanda lavi wa mina ngiya kutanda kodwa ha 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 wenu mtenge lutso tiyantando istandwa sam wenu mtenge lutso shuya ntando istandwa sam.
This is the Men's Conference, the ultimate guide to guy wisdom.
Now, when no longer wanted, some of us resist and resort to violence. Ugwala, ugwaliwa. And as men, we seriously need to familiarize ourselves with rejection. Hard as it may be, embrace it and move on. I won't lie, it'll feel like you need a ventilator. I actually wish somebody told me earlier in my life that there are few things better than acceptance, taking stock of your shortcomings, and ungavumeli inhliziyo isiba lihlwili.
Yazi ukuthi ama BPs lawo, not because it's the wife that we are staying with, we started to smoke. That's a great one, happened. But at the end of the day, we must accept the challenge. Yazi ukuthi, that's why we end up with the, what you call this, the abuse of women. Ungasatrust umfazi womthethe. But luckily enough, you know, at the end of the day, yazi ukuthi God la ucele kuzwela ukuthi awumuntu lokho lakho kunika umuntu ongani uyakuzwisisa nakuunderstand ilevel yakho operator ngayo. You know, I at the end of the day, I understood ukuthi usijeribe nje, you have 5 types of girlfriend, boyfriends. Kuloe okumthengela ilansi, kube lo i-transport, kube lo mkhisayo kuphela, kube lo lala layo. You can imagine Lina Yali as well as well. You go back to this violent everyone. You don't have to accept whatever. Come on, I'm a kiss now, shut up, you won't kiss. Accept it. And I'm going to go cool. I don't know why, how they are living now. But the generation yet. Success is discovered. Oh, I'm going to go to the hospital. But at the end of the day, life goes on and you must move on. And kutwa ngantandi ngoma le kutwa wama khona manzi aphinda me futhi endama manje bantwana bakhona bakubona la usuvukile futhi baphinda futhi even umuntu wakhona se married uyafuna ukubuya futhi kuwe eca wayeca ukukhona nqa ngendlela yakuthiya khona uvela uyahlukhambe kokuphe but wesikade la uya recover actually. It becomes an inspiration. Ukuthathelwa khona kodwa. Okay, ukuthathelana. Yiko phela uthole umuntu in life these days. Engathola umfazi wakhe ulile. Ufuna ukumbulala, umbulalelani. Find yourself, ask yourself that question. Why should I do this? Oh, that means I've got another weakness. There's something that I don't provide fully. Yiko phela. Okay, families are families. I want to know about who's chatting. Why is one? How many of them can take that look? Of course, I know culture. You would the culture is no longer as strong as what used to be in a school. Cutters in daughter, there's a mix of all corners. I'm a TV and I know I'm going to try. You can't imagine what their kids are called. They're communicating on those things.
This is the Men's Conference, the ultimate guide to guy wisdom.
Love and marriage are not easy, and they will always be a challenge, but we keep on falling in love. The rate of divorce in our community has not stopped couples forming a beeline at the courthouse to promise each other eternity. My young friend professor tied the knot not so long ago, eventually yielding to love and marriage.
Personally, when I grew up, Marriage wasn't in my plans. But I think you get to a stage whereby you need someone when you get home. You know, you need someone to give you a purpose of direction at the end of it all. And so I got to a stage where I thought, okay, I'm working. I have everything. I can afford to look after someone. Then let me look for someone who's going to make me better, because you need to grow as a person. No, so I got that person. And well, besides, we all need to go home to good woman, to good sex. That one is a given. But when it comes to our generation now, I think our marriage, the current marriage and the marriage back then, it's a bit different. Because now there are a lot of factors in play. Things like social media, things like friends. So, you know, our exposure is different. And the way we were raised as a guy and or as a girl, it's a bit different from what the Madalas, you know. So we have a lot of pressures that we need to attend. We need to maintain a certain identity when it comes to social media. And we need to maintain the key identity when it comes to being a husband or a father. So, I think marriage now is a bit tougher compared to back then, you know. And the norms, now we're talking about 50-50, you know. Women empowerment, in as much as we say women should be given equal opportunities, but the other things that we cannot neglect, and we can say, no, as a father I must provide, as a husband I must provide. You know? So it's a bit tricky. It's an issue of touch and go. It's an issue of touch and go. But, well, no man should go unpunished. So everyone deserves to get married.
That's what the Bible says.
Yeah, I mean, a man will leave his family, whatever, that kind of thing. If you meet such kind of a woman who leaves you for other guys because of resources, then she's not a woman for you. But if you find a woman who leaves you because she has tried to push you and you're resisting that change, you're resisting that stimulation, as I can say, then she's justified. But a woman who leaves you for another guy because he drives the bigger car, then she wasn't worth it at all. Because at the end of the day, as a man, you must provide. As a man, you must work hard. So that's the job for a woman to be there, to push you. You know, if you are to be realistic, if I'm to be realistic with myself, I wouldn't be in this position if I was still single.
Don't listen to rumor mongers, mama wake. Don't run away from me. I need you, sweetie.
One thing we all know is that social media, peer pressure, WhatsApp groups have become a source of advice and guidance for most of us. But how far can you go in taking advice from these spaces without heading for destruction in your own personal life?
In as much as technology is good, but it's an evil summer, like I'd say. Because we get pressures, different pressures. Get pressure from social media. Because your wife will see another woman being taken to Zanzibar, you know, and she'll want that. It takes, I think it's a matter of understanding between you and your couple and your partner, right? To see, to know where you're heading and to appreciate the position that you are at right now. So the reason why there are a lot of divorces, current generation, social media, pressures from who? We all want to be someone in life. Yes. Well, I don't know. He says, porn, but well, there are a lot of pressures now. Back then, it was umadala, my mom and my father. Hi, oh, and you come through. Hi, so. But now they are friends. They are WhatsApp groups. Understand? They will talk. I have feeling daughter. Feeling wife for me. So you see, it divorces. Me na feeling into the so in your. People are lying to each other. They only realize it late. Since he parallelena, he was bringing food. In as much as he was a moron, he was doing something. He was doing. You see, and those WhatsApp groups, we don't tell each other the truth. So it's one of those things. And like I said, technology is a blessing and a curse at the same time. Because everyone wants to emulate someone. Kim Kardashian, that marriage. Yeah, I was bought this. You know, it's so sad that you can't even do something to for your woman without her posting it to someone. You buy a rose like, oh my God. At the beginning of your marriage, you need to set the ground now. Because I mean, if I give you a facade where I'm saying, I'm rich, I got this, the expectations, they tend to be inflated. But now, judging me now, I'm 3 million. So I expect in the next 4 years to be here. I was so good after 4 years when I said, I'm the 10 on the feet, you expect me to be driving a Mercedes Benz. Because now, if I'm not realistic with you from the word go, then it's not a problem. And if she's not realistic with me from the word go, then it's not a problem. It only becomes viable if it's realistic from the word go. Mina nyana tutshwala. Mina yadlala social ngesandi. She needs to know. She needs to know the real you. Not that we're not I'm not feeling it. I can't pretend to be a pastor, Mina. Actually cheating on Sunday. So we joke. You know. Then we start having problems, but when I want to say about this, I can't think. So it's a matter of honesty. Being realistic at the end of the day. As people we change, we're dynamic. But I think the scope of a relationship is compromise. Understand? It's we're meeting halfway. You're in my space, I'm in your space. So we meet at an intersection. And then because the minute you say, Mina, I'm stuck on my ways, Mina, angenzi waloko. Like she says, Mina, angenzi waloko, then you become two separate structures. But the minute you say, okay, I don't like this part, Nzanzelupe. Like, I don't like this part, Nzanzelupe. Find out life gets a bit easier. And there is a bit of peace. As long as you compromise, I think it goes a long way. Okay. Communicating. If she tells me, it's okay. In the next year, I would like to do A, B, C, D. Then I start to align my plans. I will tell her my plans also. Then we align those plans in a way which we reciprocate our efforts towards each other. Understand? If I mean I can be there for him in a financial manner, I'll be there. If I can be there, I help around with the kids, whatever it is. Then I put an effort to let me in the court so that she can push a dream. Because one thing that if someone frustrates your dreams, then accelerate children's color. So if I can support her in pursuing her dreams, then she will definitely support me in pursuing my dreams. And then it's about a weird relationship over fruitful.
Now, while there's no one solution to when things go sideways in our personal relationships, it's important to always keep a cool head, accept that some things are not forever. And in some instances, you have to accept defeat. And as Malum Jock said, you know, take it as a challenge. We humans are complex beings. Different things make different people happy. And someone once said, you can love them with everything you have, but they do not belong to you. And this is something that will live with us for the rest of our lives. I just want to thank Malume Njoks, Malume Njabulo, and Professor for sharing their thoughts and how they feel about love, disappointments, and accepting some things never will be. This has been the Men's Conference. My name is Emmanuel. Until next time, bye for now.
Join us next week on the Men's Conference. For your views, comments, and questions, catch us on the following social media platforms. Facebook, Men's Conference Podcast. On Twitter, @conference_pod. Instagram, Men's Conference Podcast 01. Or you can send a WhatsApp to 0719-711-298. The Men's Conference, the ultimate guide to guy wisdom.